As the beloved mighty Charity speaks her heart to us tonight, and as we offer her our love and gratitude and obedience, we ask her to pour forth into and around our loved ones and all who call to us for help and protection, all who come unto us, all that she knows is required of the mighty, sacred, fiery Christ love that she directs to the earth for the freedom of all. Beloved ones of the mighty Saint Germain's family, it is with great joy that we draw in and around you again tonight, more of the power of our love, more power of the fiery Christ, to give you the strength, the power of victorious accomplishment. And I wish you always to realize, when you call forth the fiery Christ power of our love, your victory is absolutely certain. And if mankind could only realize the necessity of calling this into all physical action, it will purify and harmonize conditions so that everything constructive would be accomplished without struggle or distress. So when you call forth the fiery Christ power of our cosmic love, try to realize that it contains within it the wisdom to always hold things in perfect balance, and it is authority, the authority of the sacred fire, anywhere you draw it into manifestation on earth. Now that is why in every golden age of the past, and that which is to manifest in the future here, there has always been brought forth into outer manifestation a focus of the sacred fire. That is the sacred fire of fiery Christ power. When you want the power of cosmic love, remember always, it must and always comes forth within some manifestation of the sacred fire. The cosmic love for which people call God's love, all that really produces perfection, must come forth from within the sacred fire. Therefore, when you want the power of fiery Christ control in outer world conditions, try to realize that it is a cosmic love from the great central sun that you need in outer physical conditions to purify and remove what is wrong. So to clear the way, elect the sacred fire, manifest that which is right. So mankind need more than they know the great cosmic love from the heart of creation in the fiery Christ power that is all authority and all control of all in this system of worlds. So, beloved ones, when you call forth the cosmic onrush or the cosmic victory of a fiery Christ, it must of necessity be the cosmic love from the heart of the central sun that has created the planet and is all authority for its future existence and is the harmonious way of manifestation to change everything into the perfection which should long ago have filled this world. And do not be afraid to call forth the cosmic love of fiery Christ power into individuals to compel perfection manifest. It's useless to go on and allow individuals any more time to desecrate the magnificent blessings that the great God presence, the mighty I Am, has placed in this world for the accomplishment and fulfillment of the great divine plan, which is the ascension for all. Try to understand how great is the power of cosmic love. Not as just a sentiment or as a principle. The cosmic love of fiery Christ power is that which rules the whole system. And therefore it is the law of all wisdom. It is the concentration of all power. And it is the fiery Christ control of all that has been manifested in this world. Tonight, I want you to feel it as a garment and as a sun presence about you of invincible protection and invincible victory. For there is no such thing as failure to the cosmic love of fiery Christ power. You can call this forth and command it to enter into conditions and shut off human desecration. And you will see the evil forces bound and consumed by their own evil. Evil must be forced to consume itself. And when you bind it back into its own cause, the very expanding power that has been allowing it to manifest is turned back into its cause and is compelled to consume it from the universe. So the very energy that destructive forces use to produce destruction is turned back into the cause to consume itself. So, blessed ones, you dwell within the powerhouse of the universe, which the cosmic love of fiery Christ power is, with no uncertainty. Learn to feel the love and the victory of fiery Christ power, and know always, whenever you call the sacred fire of the cosmic Christ into any condition, it is always the activity of love, wisdom, and power in perfect balance, therefore is the master control of all manifestation. We want you to feel that enfolding you all the time. And I hope you will make yourselves a sun presence of its mighty victory by your own conscious use of its power. Energy, the energy of your own life, calling forth these cosmic actions of the sacred fire, enables your being and world to become the powerhouse of cosmic victory. Whatever you attempt to accomplish, so long as it be constructive, will manifest victory to you so long as you begin with a cosmic love of fiery Christ power. From your own beloved I Am Presence and from the Ascended Master's octave of life, from the physical sun or the great central sun. Do you realize how great is the cosmic love within the physical sun alone that gives life to an entire system of worlds? Do you understand what that cosmic love means? And how much fiery Christ power it takes to manifest a system of worlds? Well then, when you call that cosmic Christ love of fiery Christ power into your outer physical conditions, there's no such thing as failure. And you need power, my loved ones, because you need the concentration of the energy within the sacred fire that moves forward and does not allow anything to exist in its pathway but its own perfection of that cosmic love that creates the universe and gives all of itself to its manifestation. I think you are gaining the comprehension tonight of what cosmic love means when you begin to use it as fiery Christ power in the physical world to do what you need to do. For always remember, the fiery Christ is the full cosmic action of your own higher mental bodies, the higher mental bodies of all mankind, and of all the ascended masters and cosmic beings in the angelic host. Fiery Christ power, my loved ones, is what creates, sustains, and manifests the entire universe. And when you begin to call the cosmic love of that fiery Christ power into yourselves and your outer world conditions, be prepared for miracles, be prepared for victory, be prepared to take your dominion. I know that freedom is at hand because that which is the source of all you have placed first, and of necessity, it gives you all of itself in return for your love to it. May you be a blazing sun presence of the cosmic love of fiery Christ power. And wherever you go, that power becomes so great that all life that you contact is compelled to be purified and turn to the constructive way of life and fulfill the divine plan of perfect manifestation. May you feel yourselves the victory of that sun presence from this hour tonight. Thank you, precious ones. And I want you to realize in every retreat of the world, a focus of that sacred fire power exists. Therefore, a focus of that cosmic love exists within the mountain ranges of the world, within every retreat, and it is constantly pouring forth its radiation to produce perfection, purify and hold balance, and bring freedom to life and happiness without limit. Call forth with all the love at your command the cosmic love of fiery Christ power into every condition, and as master of that condition, through that fiery Christ power, command it to yield you perfection or protection or freedom or supply or healing or whatever you require. By the cosmic love of fiery Christ power, in the name of your beloved I Am Presence, command every condition to yield you perfection, and don't let it exist to release anything else. You must take the master hand, be master of your world. And when you know the power of cosmic love of the fiery Christ, you will never again feel the least bit concerned about outer world conditions. You will call to your beloved I Am Presence into us and call forth the cosmic love, demand the concentration and release of cosmic love of fiery Christ power that forces everything in existence to yield you perfection and hold the invincible protection about you. I have a reason for this tonight. And I hope you understand it enough to not fail to use it. Never fail to use this, which I've said tonight, for your protection. I am offering that which you will need tonight. So much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. The importance of this is that the cosmic love of fiery Christ power cannot produce discord, because it is that which consumes that which is destructive, which forces purification and forces divine balance. And therefore it cannot produce discord of any kind. When you release fiery Christ power or that cosmic love into a condition, I assure you, it forces the annihilation of human creation. As you flood this forth in your outer world conditions, the hordes of evil must recede. They must roll back from America. They must be bound within their own cause until their evil is no more in the universe. So cosmic love of fiery Christ power has two actions. your love to that love, acknowledging its sacred firepower here, automatically floods it in and around your world. Your call for that love of fiery Christ power to flood into the outer world conditions forces the purification that the world requires. I tell you tonight, it consumes confusion, it consumes chaos, it consumes the sinister force, because the sinister force has no love within it. Therefore, when fiery Christ power of that source of all power moves into outer conditions, you will find the master hand of the universe is in command and will control. You've been told the world is taking its initiation in love. So if you will call forth the cosmic love of fiery Christ power into every condition in the physical world, the hordes of the shadows will have to roll back and be bound within their own destruction till their destruction is consumed. And it has to be consumed by fiery Christ power, by the call of love. So, blessed ones, when you realize that the full cosmic action of all this world requires to compel the purification that brings eternal freedom, the love must glow from the hearts of mankind. The hearts of individuals must desire and must send love to the cosmic love of the universe, and then demand its fiery Christ power surge into action and control for eternity. This brings freedom, it brings victory, it brings everything that is constructive, satisfactory, and that fulfills the divine plan. And when you get in the habit of calling always the cosmic love of fiery Christ power here to manifest miracles of perfection, miracles of protection, miracles of control of all you contact, you will find the hand of the cosmic presence of the mighty I Am ever about you, controlling conditions around you and setting the world into divine order so far as you're concerned. And it is well worth every effort you will ever make to establish this habit within yourselves, that the momentum of its sacred firepower in and around you forever prepares your way, controls all you contact, and therefore becomes your invincible protection. So, blessed ones, there's no greater power than the cosmic love of the fiery Christ power, which is the fiery Christ power of the mighty I Am that creates systems of worlds. Therefore, it can certainly purify mankind's creation and fulfill the great divine plan as is originally intended. So try to feel the necessity of filling your world with cosmic power. fiery Christ power. The cosmic love of fiery Christ power. All that you know how to send forth of your love to that love, that its power of love here may harmonize everything in your beings and worlds and manifest its freedom to you that does control all wherever you move in the universe. You know the human has sought to gain power and has loved power over people and things and conditions. But my dear ones, when you begin to learn to love the cosmic love of fiery Christ power, you will never find that ever manifesting anything through you or to you, but its great eternal freedom from all human qualities and all human conditions. Therefore, it is eternally safe power for you to use. You may desire all the power of eternity, so long as it is your cosmic Christ love of fiery Christ power that you desire to hold dominion over outer world conditions and produce the freedom that is the fulfillment of the great divine plan. So go forward in the arms of cosmic love, whose fiery Christ power goes before you and clears away human creation, that you may always have divine order and balance in your world and the blessing of its miracles and perfection ever clothe you with greater and greater power of that cosmic Christ love to forever bring happiness to life wherever you pass by in this universe. And all the miracles of eternity will come to manifest in outer conditions as you learn to command everything into perfection by the cosmic love of fiery Christ power. So from tonight, feel your world is the blazing sun presence of its victory over everything of human creation in this world or any other for eternity. So what the world calls charity in reality should be cosmic love of fiery Christ power. When you want its concentration, call to me, and I will help you to manifest it more quickly until the full momentum gathered ever and forever reveals its marvelous powers to you all. I enfold you in the victory of my own heart's cosmic love of that fiery Christ power to take you forward on your way untouched by anything but its perfection for eternity. Thank you with all my love. Thank you, beloved mighty charity, for your love to us tonight. May the fiery Christ power of its almighty cosmic presence ever enfold us until there are no veils between our world and yours, and only the eternal perfection of that love can ever manifest through or to those under this radiation forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, We ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory over all in this world. And wherever we abide, the cosmic love of fiery Christ power floods forth without reservation and controls all for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with the victory of your own hearts, cosmic love of fiery Christ power, and forever commanded to control all. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Charity, and thou great cosmic Christ, love of the universe, of fiery Christ power. We thank you for all the manifestation of perfection that forever flows forth from your heart. And to the seven mighty Elam, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we recall as never before for all the cosmic love of fiery Christ power from your own heart's flame to clothe us all in your sacred fire presence. And the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the cosmic love of fiery Christ power from the seven mighty Elohim of creation, let them forever be the only authority that rules this world, now and for eternity. And we thank you. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am presence, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings down the force of the elements. Our beloved Donna Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have, or ever hope to be, or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the ascended hosts, and especially mighty Charity tonight, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding flame of cosmic love, of fiery Christ power. Make all mankind love that love until the fullness of its power has set all free for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those in this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all activities of the sacred fire necessary, the cosmic love of fiery Christ power that compels the act of all human creation everywhere forever. Thank you.